On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
For all federal employees, we have more than 20,000 federal employees who have said they're going to take the deal. And I think Democrats are panicking over this because federal employees are doing exactly what Elon Musk thought they would do and what Trump thought they would do, that this is a way to shrink the government, if you will, and make people happy. It's a really good deal. And so they had announced the program 1 week ago today in which federal workers are presented with the opportunity to resign with 8 months full pay and some benefits included, all of that. Well, now New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin, Matt, and 11 other Democrat state attorneys general, not for us because we have Dave Sunday, and Sundays are always better with Dave Sunday. So he's our Republican newly elected and newly, you know, you voted him in for Pennsylvania. So the wise Dave Sunday did not go along with this, but other Democrats across the country did, including New Jersey. So what they're now saying is we want to urge caution. They want to urge you to have caution. Really? And so they're also saying that layoffs of federal workers are, quote, likely if too few people take the offer. That was from, I think I told you that yesterday with the Washington Post reporting that yesterday. There are emails going out. I suspect that these federal workers, more of them are going to jump on because 8 months. I mean, would you take that deal? 855-839-1210. If you were offered your full pay at eight months now. On the other piece of this, let's say you're one of the high performers in your office and you're one of the best, then maybe you take this because you know that you can get a good job in the private sector. So do we lose some talent? Maybe. But I also will say that, and this has been talked about for many years, especially with, you know, many CEOs over the years, that they've talked about the fact that you actually, when you have a layoff of, let's say, 7 to 10% of a workforce, you, at the end of the day, force people to reinvent themselves. And if you've ever done that, and I'm like a cat. I've reinvented myself so many times. But if you've ever done that, you know that it's healthy. It's healthy for our economy, and it's healthy for people. So I don't think it's a bad idea. Because if enough people go for this, it's voluntary, and then they feel good about it, and they get 8 months to find a new job or not or whatever. And so it's something that they have control over. Also, Delaware Attorney General Kathleen Jennings, she's among the 11 attorneys general to join in. And so Pennsylvania attorney, as I said, the AG here, Dave Sunday, a Republican, he's not saying too much about it, but basically they have until tomorrow evening. That's when they have the choice to take this. So, and today we also heard of the past 24 hours, the CIA now joining in this as well.
So would you take it?
Of course. Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
8 months.
8 months. Would you take the whole time off?
And this is, let's imitate Greg Stocker. Dawn, you fill 6 hours of every day. Come on, you're killing me. Because, like, so. I'm just teasing around, but would you take it?
Probably, yeah.
8 months of full pay.
Full pay.
Still get your benefits.
Gig, yeah.
And then, you know, you get to have time with the fam. I also think the timing of it, because think about when this is hitting right around spring into summer. It's kind of a nice time of year.
It's true.
So, I think more people, I think 22,000 and counting, I think that's the latest count. Maybe going on 23, yeah, it's 22 and some change. So probably by lunchtime when the Dom show starts, we'll be up to 23,000. I think it goes up throughout the day. So I think they'll get what they want. And Democrats, they don't necessarily want that. But they spelled out the deal for people.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
helpful.
I love how this show works, and we make friends through the time and text message. And a friend of ours, Ben Manis, actually put out a piece on this and has some answers for you if you'd like. So I'm going to welcome in Ben.
Yeah, normally I'd wait till you had to promote my latest piece, but you know, I do have answers regarding these voluntary buyouts or layoffs in the federal and what should be the state and local government. You know, when they brought Elon Musk in for Doge, they brought in a business leader who subscribes in Six Sigma leadership, right? So that means people do more than one thing. They're matrix. They're a jack of all trades in their office. And the problem with the federal government is you get hired for one thing and one thing only, regardless if it even matters anymore. So, you know, if you're an expert at typing, and we have computers now, why do you still have a role, and why are they still backfilling that role? And, I mean, the city of Philadelphia is famous for that. There's five, six people doing the work of one person who's computer literate, but they're patronage roles. So they keep hiring them so that they can get votes, right? But that's ending. And, you know, you look at the CIA. The CIA, at the end of the Clinton administration, started downsizing and attritioning out spies, actual human intelligence people who were out there collecting sources in the field, and started filling the roles of analysts who knew how to look at one thing. Well, that's just not really efficient. So they're giving these people buyouts so that they can afford to ramp up the actual spy force again, and so forth and so on.
Yeah, and part of it is, and one of the, I saw some of the headlines this morning, oh, well, if you take the buyout and you accept this and get 8 months pay at your full salary and all your benefits and all of that, you have to sign off that you won't sue them. Well, I got news for you. That's standard, right? If you take a check from your employer and they're buying you out, usually you sign some paperwork. And so you're making an agreement, whether it's an NDA or whether it's the contract to exit. And so this is a piece of it that they're making this sound like, oh, this is very unusual. This is sneaky. No, it's really standard in the industry. And Ben Manis knows. I mean, I think, Ben, it's really disingenuous when we see those kinds of headlines, because people in the media know this. People in the private sector know this. Of course, if you take a buyout of any sort, then you're going to sign some kind of an agreement that you're not going to go back and sue somebody. That's part of it, right?
Even a buyout, if you're just laid off, you know, that you have. So this is the difference. The federal government, for the first time in United States history, is applying best practices from industry. People who actually, you know, like that great Dan Aykroyd line from Ghostbusters, places where they expect results and not just, you know, give your money away, right? And it's shocking a lot of people in D.C. where they literally had never had to worry about P&L, profit and loss. And now, well, guess what? You have to worry about profit and loss because there are, you know, upwards of a million jobs, if you look at just federal, state, and local government, that are no longer valid. And these things have consequences. Now, Detroit, Michigan was the first big city to file for bankruptcy. And everyone said, well, it's because the auto industry left. The auto industry left 20 years before. What had happened was the city of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick, who went to jail, the mayor, was still hiring patronage roles, people to, like, sweep streets where no one lived on anymore. So why are you getting hired to sweep a street no one lives on anymore? Because they want that vote. And so we have to stop, you know, catering to patronage and corruption, which, by the way, cheap plug, is the subject of my latest article at Broad and Liberty.
Nice.
Because when you look at these congressional investigations or Larry Krasner suing Elon Musk, these are political stunts that you, the taxpayer, are paying for. And we should stop being in the habit of paying for things that we didn't authorize. We're
Amen,
their boss,
brother.
Folks.
Amen, brother. By the way, Ben, I know that you went to Italy. What was that, a year or two? You love Italy like I do. Girlfriend of mine going on our Italy trip, Anne Marie, had said she realized that her passport expires in less than 6 months. Thank God she caught it, because they told her at the passport office, you might have been stuck in Italy. And I said, oh my gosh.
Is that
maybe
a bad thing?
Right. Is that a bad thing? But she said, you better give everybody a heads up. And Ben, you know this, right? You got to make sure, look at that passport.
Yeah. I mean, if you get stuck, so they have an emergency procedure. It's not cheap. but they have an expedited process. I know people who, you know, they had like deaths in the family overseas, so they had to get a passport within a few weeks. And you can, but it's really not cheap or easy, and you have to physically appear at the passport office of the State Department. And that's, you know, obviously if you live in a rural community, you can't do it. But, you know, yeah, I mean, look, it's the same thing as, you know, when I was a cop. People, oh, I don't have ID or my ID's expired. You know, it's your responsibility to know where you're at in society.
Yeah.
You know, keep up with your documents. Re-register your car. Inspect your car. Check your passport if you have one. You know, if you're not, things happen.
Yeah. And think about what you're saying. In other parts of the world, they have zero tolerance for this. You know, in America, it's like, oh, you don't have an ID. Well, that's your right. So it's a great point. Although Cinque Terre would not.
There's a trade-off. There's a tie-in to government efficiency here. One of the reasons they're a lot more strict with passports in, like, the EU, for example, is because they don't rely on a manned checkpoint. There's a turnstile system when you enter European countries that you scan your passport into, right? It's all digital. So, you know, you could go into Italy or the UK and walk straight through a turnstile. It takes about 5 minutes to land in a country versus here, where last time I landed from Naples in Newark Airport, it was a 2-hour wait because, of course, in the Biden administration, they only had two customs inspectors working at the most, you know, one of the biggest international hubs in the world, right? So, yeah, you know, instead of having some guy sitting there looking at your document, they actually digitized it in a lot of other parts of the world.
Ben Manis, you're the best, my friend, our friend, and Broad and Liberty is the spot. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you very much.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.